get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Yo.
Yo, it's fucking J-Bro and Fuck Dog coming at you, blowing up your headphones.
73. So yeah, you probably hear my friends in the background in this podcast. Something you're going to have to get used to out there, all right? This is real life. I live in a place with virtually no soundproofing between rooms.
Yeah, so I guess maybe come back next year. Listen to episode 120.
4 months. That's all you have to wait for.
4 months?
You know, it's going to happen.
Come back. Come back on 89.
Yeah.
If you don't like it.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, suck it.
You don't like it. I think you don't like it more than pretty much everyone
else.
Well,
I have to fucking edit it out. No shit.
You don't have to edit it out, though. That's the thing.
But the thing is that I do.
How are you going to edit around me talking and people yelling at the same time, though?
Well, that I can't.
Okay. Well,
I'm not going to have them trying to step to me.
I mean, I'm sorry. There's really no other option. Like, even if I ask them to be quiet, I already feel like I'm inconveniencing them because I'm one person and there's five people in the suite.
Yeah.
And, I have to kick my roommate out. So, I don't want to be any more of a dick. And I told them to be as quiet as they can. But, you know, there's, like I said, no soundproofing.
It is partially your fault for moving into a suite with someone who has no volume knob on their voice box.
What?
Is Andrew Memphy not in your suite?
Oh, at the moment he's not.
At
the moment.
So enjoy that.
Yeah, so for you, all you out there, I have a friend, a good friend of mine, who is, you know, he's a good guy, but you tell him to be quiet, and then 5 minutes later, he's just fucking screaming at the top of his lungs again.
You skip the why you tell him to be quiet.
Because he's so fucking loud.
Yeah.
He's like the loudest person ever.
There it is. So you'll probably, if you are a faithful listener, which you won't be, because who would be? Because why?
Yeah. It's unprofessional.
Why listen to the worst thing? You'll get to know him.
Yeah.
Through his background voice.
Yeah. You know, I think it adds a little ambiance. I think some people listen to this, they don't have any friends. Now it's like you got me, you're like in my suite. You're hanging out. You're like my roommate. You can hear my friends.
Hanging out with the Fuck Dogs.
You can't interact with them, but they're there. So that's good to know. Makes me feel warm inside.
Yeah. All circles back to that my philosophy of one-way friendships.
Yeah. It's good stuff. I gave the comic a plug today in one of my classes because I was in a discussion class and we had to say an interesting thing about ourselves. So I obviously the first thing that jumps to mind is that I'm an artist for a webcomic.
The first and last.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I can't think of anything else interesting about me. So I said that and the teacher was like, well, what's the name of your comic? And I was like, oh, here we go. And I was like, oh, I told them. And then I was like.
And no one remembered the name.
Yeah, I was just like. If you do, for whatever reason, decide to look this up, if you're sensitive, you may want to, you know, not go there because it's, you know, it's off color.
It's not for the weak of butt.
Yeah.
It's a podcast time.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is.
So, I've been looking for a job, as you know.
Mm.
And I've been looking at the list, you know, the list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Craigslist.
Right.
And I've got some interesting responses so far.
Yeah.
I'm going to start reading this, and then you just tell me when you think that maybe something might have gone awry.
Okay.
We'd like to thank you for your response to our Craigslist posting, as well as inform you that after reading through your application, we are interested in discussing this position in more detail. Before we set anything up, we'll need to quickly go over some logistics. As part of our company's policy, and to ensure our company against liabilities and potential issues, the next step of the hiring process includes getting your credit report checked. Please be aware that a poor credit history in no way disqualifies you from this position, but will allow us to gain a better feel for you.
Hmm.
In lieu of this, we have arranged a free service to make the process easier.
Hmm.
Bad file name to receive your report.
What?
Bad file name to receive your report. Bad file name. Once you have completed this process, please email me confirmation ASAP so we can move forward.
Bad file name.
Don't know what to do.
Bad file name?
I really want to get this free credit check, but bad file name?
So, do you think this is some kind of a scam? Or
I have my suspicions.
Yeah, it sounds like they want to basically put a virus on your computer. That's what I'm hearing. And it's a bad file name because it's a bad file name.
So, let's move on to the next one. We'll play the same game.
Okay.
This one's much fucking longer, so maybe we'll just stop.
Right.
When you figure it out, you tell me if I should write back. Thanks for applying for the post. I appreciate it. I received and read your email/resume. It's reasonable and acceptable. So I will give this a go. I'm looking for someone that can be trusted and reliable. Someone with good understanding and working skills. Okay? You with me?
Yeah, gotcha. I'm here.
So you're cool with this so far?
Sounds good.
My profile, briefly. I'm Clint Buttle. 48 years. Divorced with an 11-year-old son.
Is that necessary information for a job? That's what I'm wondering.
Successful entrepreneur and investor.
It got personal real quick, like right away.
Oh yeah, well, it's his profile briefly. He's a successful entrepreneur and investor and also a research journalist. And he travels most time within and outside the U.S. working on various independent projects. This is why I need someone who can help keep up to date with all of my activities, especially when I'm away and amidst my busy schedule. Okay, I'm with you so far.
Mm-hmm.
He's a personal assistant. Let me see if I can get past some of these logistics. I'll just skip these. Working with me is basically about instructions and following them. My only fear is that I may come at you impromptu sometimes. So I need someone who can be able to meet up with my irregular timings.
What is this guy?
There is Clint Buttle. There is also a very sensitive issue on trust, dedication, and accountability, which I believe will resolve itself as time goes on.
It sounds really shady to me.
And then he basically asks for a bunch of information.
So another scam.
And then he signs the email, regards Mr. Clint. Which I think that's the ultimate tip-off.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Is that he goes by Mr. Clint.
Not Mr. Buttle. He's a hitman. Or he wants you to be a hitman. Or he wants all your money.
Probably maybe a little bit from each column. And then here's the last one and my favorite one. Dear candidate, we got your resume and your application for the job on Craigslist, and presently the administrative assistant position you have applied for has been occupied. But, this is an awareness to let the public know that we have a vacancy post of a mystery shopper in our company, and we would like to know your interest in working for Mystery Shoppers Limited in your city anywhere around the world.
What? Mystery shopper?
Your job as a mystery shopper would be quite effective, and we would provide details on the job as soon as you get back to us with the details requested, indicating your interest in working with us. And then it ends with, as a mystery shopper, you work and shop together for pleasure. And the pay is $300 weekly on part-time basis. You only work 2 to 3 hours twice in a week. So wait, hold up. You're giving me $300
for 6 hours.
At most 6 hours work.
That's fucking solid.
That's a pretty good $100 fucking hour mystery shopper job.
Yeah.
Where I get to shop and work together for pleasure. Do get back to the recruiting department of Mystery Shoppers Limited. Your response would be highly appreciated.
I'm going to tell you what this job really is.
Mystery dumping?
You're a professional whore tester. That's what it is. Let's not beat around the bush.
You work and shop together for pleasure.
The reason they gave you the $50 an hour is because they need you to test out all the whores, and you need money for that.
I just wanted to be an administrative assistant, good sir.
I mean, you know, some administrations, you know, got it. It's a service to the administration because they need to know, you know, like you're like the royal tester, except it's of whores.
Yo, administrate that fucking pussy.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking administrate.
That's dirty.
That's cool. I said worse things on the podcast.
Anyway, if you want to work and shop together for pleasure, whatever, get at that.
Mystery shopper. Either that or it's like an organ harvester. It sounds like something that you don't want to be.
I'm going to keep my... you know what? Mom gave me some really good advice for the job search. Don't turn down a job you haven't been offered. So I'm going to follow that advice. I'm just going to keep my horizons open. I'm not going to turn down a job that I have not been offered yet.
How could you, anyway?
So I think I'm just going to fill out all my personal information here. Just get them my social security number. Get them my credit card.
You know, your documents. PIN number, everything. Just
get it over there. Send it to them. Let them fax it up. Work it up. File it in. And then I'm not going to turn down a job I haven't been offered yet. So, you know, whatever. Play it cool.
Play it cool. Take nothing else away from this.
Play Listen, cool. You heard it here first. You heard it from Fuck Dog. Play it cool.
Why am I... Is that my thing now? Is that my handle?
No, you're Jay, bro.
So it's like... Okay.
I'm Fuck Dog.
Okay, I'm Jay, bro. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, sleep on that. I mean, don't sleep on that.
Yeah.
So, what I meant was, don't sleep on that.
I got you.
So, yeah, here's another job thing that I found. This is a Craigslist. This is a Craigslist ad. Do you want to hear more of this shit? Or do you want to save it?
Let's save it.
Okay.
Let's not go overboard. I kind of want to just write something now, actually.
So, we're doing a comic for my mom's birthday. Are we not?
Oh, we are, aren't we?
We are. Yeah.
That's in 2 weeks, though.
So the question is, do we want to write it now so that it can be presented to her at her birthday party? Or do you want to write it so that it goes up literally on her birthday?
I mean, I'm not going to be at her birthday party. Right?
Is that right? We could do it. Like, I mean, honestly, our readers don't give a shit one way or the other when our mom's birthday is, so we could just do it now and show
yeah.
it whenever we want.
Either, I'm okay
either
with
at
that.
The party or on a birthday.
Yeah, no, that's fine by me. So it's the one about gardening, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's write that one.
I should probably dig up that original email that she sent with her idea. Basically...
Because that was funny.
Yeah, basically, our mom is always telling us, you know, classic thing, we've talked about this. She always tells us that a little funny exchange should be a comic.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's not just her. It's
a little exchange that's not, it's kind of amusing, but not actually really that funny.
It's like everything that every person does that.
Like, we just had an exchange where we shared the last comic with our mom and our aunt. And our aunt is not really, she doesn't really have her finger on the proverbial pulse.
Yeah, she's not...
Of our generation.
She's not all the way there on the...
So, she didn't really get the Bruce Almighty thing, but I guess she just thought Bruce Almighty...
Well, what did she... I was totally confused. I didn't know what she thought. What was that whole exchange?
Basically, she didn't realize that Bruce Almighty was a movie. She thought, like, we made that up or something. But she thought
okay.
She thought it was hilarious. Like, barring the reference, she just thought, I guess, the phrase Bruce Almighty was a funny phrase. Granted, yeah. To the filmmaker, it is... It's art is what it is.
Yeah.
So I said, she said, let me find the actual email so I'm not being an asshole. Oh, so she said it was a Bundabar comic.
Bundabar.
So I said, well, Bruce Almighty is a Bundabar film. And she goes, what film? I don't care if I look stupid. And I said, it's Bruce Almighty starring Jim Carrey. And then mom says, this has been a pretty hilarious exchange. You should turn it into a comic.
No. Not even a little bit.
So I was like, well, we just did a Bruce Almighty comic. You want us to do another comic that's centered around
I don't know Bruce how much time we can possibly spend on Bruce Almighty.
I think there's a one comic lifetime maximum. I mean, I really don't think that's such a rich reference that we need to keep going back to it. So yeah. So let me find the comic where mom basically she wanted to help us do some outside work and she thought the ensuing situation of us being really shitty at it.
Well, she wanted us to help her do some outside work.
Yeah, well, that's what I said.
Which basically it required us to dig a hole in the ground and put a tree in it, I guess.
Yeah, and basically we're both Nancy boys, and we're
frail. My hands were hurting from the shoveling.
So she thought all our silly complaining would be a good comic, and she emailed me a suggestion, and she kind of made me think of an actual good idea. No offense to her.
Yeah.
She's not the writer of this operation. So let me find that. Son of a bitch. Did you mean Jesus comic? Yes, Google. Yes, I did. Why? Do you remember what date it was from? Like when that happened?
It was over the summer, I think. Must have been over the summer. Let's see if I can find it.
Oh, son of a bitch. Do you know any phrase that was definitely used in the correspondence that would...
Dig?
A dig?
Dig.
Like digs?
Yeah, I found it.
Did it about it?
Yeah, I just searched dig, and I found it.
Oh, shit. Good call there, Jimmy John.
That's how I do.
I'm going to read the email.
Okay.
She says, okay, here's my comic. 1. Boys, I could use some help. Picture reluctant Jake and Eli heading outside. 2. Dig a hole big enough for this bush. Picture. Boys staring at bush and shovel. 3. It's a picture of Eli grimacing trying to dig a teeny hole. Jake is staring at his dirty hands. Thought bubble. My hands are dirty. Gotta go wash my hands. Mom looks exasperated. 4. Mom is now expertly digging a big hole. Boys continue to look on helplessly. So that's an idea.
There's no joke.
Horrible punchline.
No joke there. There's no joke. It's a start.
It's a pro-mom propaganda comic.
Yeah, it is.
But there's a hidden gem in here, which is us being absolute fuckwits and useless.
Yeah.
So that I've basically taken this idea and fashioned it into a proper comic, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
You might say.
I might say.
So now we move on to my idea. Some sort of thing. Panel 1, she's asking us for help gardening. And 2, we're doing stuff. You say, I think I shattered my wrist. And I say, my chest hurts, I'm having a heart attack. And then in 3, you're just lying on the ground. And I'm walking away and saying, I need to wash my hands. Dirt is way gross.
Mm-hmm.
So, could make it more extreme, possibly.
It needs to be more extreme. It needs like 3 X's.
Maybe we've got Vin Diesel up in this piece.
Yeah.
Boom! Fucking board rage! Crushed it! Alright, let's do it.
Yeah.
Fucking roid rage. So, yeah.
Can we work Vin Diesel into this comic?
Fuck!
Gardening rage!
He just comes in and fucking slams the fucking shrub in the ground.
Yeah. Don't need a fucking hole.
I don't think we want to. I don't think mom. Like, this is. It's a.
Yeah.
It's not a comic for everyone who reads us. Like, this should be a comic.
Mom's not privy. She's not privy to Vin Diesel shit. Let's just say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so, like, We can make a comic that is funny and also mom can enjoy it, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think we should actually do this because this wouldn't be a good idea for something that we're presenting to mom as a present. But I was thinking it might be funny if, like, when she talked to us, like, she was, like, a giant person, like, in Peanuts. And she was just like, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know.
I mean, we need to communicate what she's saying. That's the problem. I do like the Peanuts thing.
Yeah. That's funny. We could always use that later. I mean, yeah. We've already had, like, teachers that aren't
gigantic. Shit, now I have to draw a comic version of Mom.
Yeah.
See what you make me do?
Well, yeah, this is our present. This is our gift.
Yeah, so. That's true. I have to make her look flattering, but also realistic. That's the problem.
It's a nice thing to say. You're not very good at not insulting people.
No, I'm not.
Anywho. So we got this idea. I'm going to leave mom's appearance up to you.
Okay.
So what do you think? This idea is wicked old.
It is wicked old. I think you need to have a more unexpected reaction than wanting to wash your hands because of dirt. I think you need to have a different reaction to the dirt, you know? Like, I think me on the ground is good. Like, convulsing or, like...
Well, I kind of, like...
Just in bad shape.
I see you not even as being in bad shape. It's, like, kind of like you're the same reaction as when we did the Catherine comic, when Vincent was just lying around. Maybe you're, like, holding your hands... You're holding a flower on your chest to symbolize that you think you've died.
No, that's played out. I don't think that really fits.
Okay.
I think I'm like...
Wait, I have a good idea.
What?
What if you are sinking into quicksand? And you're going, quicksand! And you're like already halfway sucked into the ground.
I like that it would just be my face and one of my arms popping out of quicksand. Like I'm already almost completely consumed by it.
Yeah.
Cause that's just inexplicable. That's our signature weirdness.
Yeah, I like that.
We need to work that in. Yeah. And then it's kind of funnier if you're just like, you're just kind of walking away like, this dirt is gross. Like, I'm dead.
So does mom have reactions in 2 and 3?
I don't think she's in 2 and 3. I don't really think there's any reason to have her in 2 and 3. I think she basically, it's funnier if she's left us to do it. Like, she just assumed we're strong young men, like, we can do the job for her, and we just both completely fail.
So maybe she says I could use some help in the garden. So it's vague.
Yeah. So I think that what panel one is she's in the center, facing forward, and it's like from over our shoulders, like we're on each side of the panel. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want us to have some sort of reaction to her? Some line?
No, because I like that shot, and I think it's not really necessary for us to have a reaction. I think that would actually detract from the next two panels.
Okay. We don't reply, though?
I don't think so.
She doesn't say anything else, you don't think? Her role is pretty sparse in this comic.
I don't think she's going to mind. I think that she's going to see it's based on her idea. She's going to have a comic version of herself. And she just likes... She likes that it would... I don't want to amplify her part just to have it be bigger for her sake. Like, yeah. I think she'll enjoy it either way. Okay. I don't want to mess with the writing too much.
You think we should have integrity?
I think so.
As creators.
Creators. Yes.
All right. I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty solid. Like, unless you want to change what your reaction is in 3, I think it's like you're close to...
I could probably say something funnier.
You could say something funnier, but for in terms of the shot, I think it's like I'm a little bit in the distance, like, but you can see me.
I saw it as you being in the foreground, and I'm, like, walking away into the distance.
Yeah, but then you can't see your hands. Like, I think it's funnier that you're, like, completely unaware. Like, that comes across more to me if you're closer to the panel.
I could be digging in 2, and my hands are dirty.
Yeah, but that's... Nobody's really going to notice that. Like, I think...
Okay, well, yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Yeah. I guess it'll probably... You might be able to fudge the quicksand more easily if you're in the distance, because it doesn't really make sense. Obviously, it doesn't make sense for quicksand to be in the garden.
No.
So...
Does it actually look like my wrist is injured in two? Like, is does it look fucked up? Like,
No,
am I actually getting hurt?
I think you're just,
Am I being a bitch, or like, am I actually getting fucked up? Like, am I breaking my wrist and then getting sucked into quicksand?
See, the thing is, if you're not, if you're just being a bitch, then you're being a bitch. But if you actually shattered your wrist, then you're just being a total idiot.
Yeah.
And you're, or either, and or you're like unbelievably frail.
Exactly.
So it depends on which way you want to go.
Hmm.
Nancy boy or glass boned.
I think it might be a funnier juxtaposition if you're being a pussy and I'm just like, I'm actually having severe problems.
I feel like you shattered your wrist like using a spade.
Yeah. Wait, so what are we doing? Are we both just digging or?
No, I could be working with soil, top soil, bottom soil.
What is that? What does that entail?
I don't know. Moving it? Touch it? I see, it comes back right to the same fucking problem that I don't work in a goddamn garden. I don't know what the fuck you do. Put soil in the dirt. I don't know.
I think we, I mean, when we actually did this, we were both just digging, weren't we?
Yeah, that's, it doesn't need to be that realistic.
Maybe you're like lifting up a rock.
It's like a dirty rock.
Yeah.
Like out of a hole that you dug.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Are you saying like, what are you saying as you're being sucked in? Like, ah!
I think it'd just be, ah, it's quicksand!
I didn't expect quicksand here. Like, do you say I didn't expect quicksand in the garden, or?
No, I just like, ah, it's quicksand. It's simple to the point. I love the overstated obvious exclamations.
I mean, we do it a lot, but it is kind of.
Yeah, and also it kind of needs to be clear that it's quicksand. Like, why the fuck would I be, why would it be in the garden?
Yeah.
Is quicksand one word?
Yeah, it is.
Word.
The quicksand's getting me. Maybe it. Is it more funny if I have to take a shower or a bath?
Hmm.
What if I cleanse myself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka?
I don't know if you want to just randomly reference Purple Rain.
Oh, is that not? I thought that was like a.
What?
I guess I thought that was a hilarious line, but I didn't realize it was actually from Prince.
Yeah, no, that's the point.
What's the actual line?
He was quoting himself, and it's from his movie.
Wait, Prince is in a movie?
Yeah, Purple Rain.
I'm so confused.
Purple Rain's a movie.
I obviously think that Chappelle Show sketch is funny for all the wrong reasons.
No, I think it's funny for all the right reasons.
Yeah, it is hilarious. I need to look this up real quick.
Yeah, it's a 1984 film starring Prince. The plot summary for this is so short.
Hold up, I'm just watching this real quick.
Oh, it's tied to the album of the same name.
Well, yeah, I would assume that. I just didn't. I knew Purple Rain was an album.
Mm.
Did not assume it was a movie.
I love it. It shows the poster Prince in his first motion picture. I'm pretty sure it's his first and last.
I don't know about that.
Yeah?
It's questionable.
Let me see. Wow, he looks fucking. He looks like a child, and he's 59. He's 53 years old. Like, as a recent picture of him, he looks like a 30-year-old man. And he just looks kind of creepy.
Huh. It's fucking titty balls on YouTube.
What? Oh, I've seen that happen. Okay, this is awesome. He's been in 4 movies.
Hey, hold up. Oh, shit. Prince burned her.
Burned her.
How could you do that to me? Prince, you fuck!
He made a sequel to Purple Rain.
Okay, so you were wrong.
No. Well, yes, I was wrong. But he's in 4 films. The first is Purple Rain, and the last is the sequel to Purple Rain, which did not do well.
Shit.
So, and one of them, he just plays himself.
So do I say I need to purify myself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka?
I don't think that fits.
Are you sure? Are you really think about this? Because it's an opportunity.
But we didn't come up with that joke. That's from Chappelle's Show.
That's true.
It's just direct plagiarism.
Maybe that's why it seems so appealing.
Yeah, we can't do that. That's like our punchline. We can't.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
I mean, the punchline is really me getting sucked into quicksand, but...
Something, I could say something about scrubbing myself with steel wool. I feel like that's not that original.
No.
Or funny.
Yeah.
I could just say, my hands are really dirty. I need to reflect on this.
Yeah, I kind of like that. I think if we go with just washing, that's not original.
It's just boring.
Yeah, it's boring. This is just a weird reaction.
I like the implication that I don't really know what to do when I get dirty. Like, I need to think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I like about it, too.
All right.
I think that's pretty done. That's done. I think that's done. That's done comic.
What do you think about my line in 2?
Do you think it counteracts 3?
I could probably say something funnier.
It could be something related to, like it leads up to your thing in 3. Like, it could be, man, this is so strange. Like, this is bizarre. What is this? What am I doing right now?
Like,
you're really inquisitive. Like, you're incredulous.
This is utterly bizarre.
Yeah, I like that. Because that makes much more sense. Because you're just like, this is so... Like, for me, I'm just, you know, I'm just having injuries. And for you, it's just like, this is so foreign to you.
Like, maybe I'm, like, really intensely looking at the ground, or, like, really intensely into whatever I'm...
Yeah, yeah, you're, like, lifting up the rock, and you're, like, maybe you're, like, kind of just staring at the rock, like, whoa. You might not even be doing something related to what I'm doing. You might just be, like, examining the environment.
Maybe I'm, like, down, like, with my arms out on the ground, like looking around, like, at the ground.
I think you're, like, doing a pose like you would do if you were going to look under a bed.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was trying to describe.
Yeah, like, you're on all fours and you're, like, kind of lowering yourself to the ground looking sideways.
Yeah.
What are you looking at, though? Are you looking, like, at shrubbery or, like...
And I could just be looking at grass or dirt. Like, it doesn't...
Yeah.
It's all new to me.
That would also make sense why your hands would be dirty. Because, like, you don't understand dirt.
Yeah.
And you just had your hands all over the ground.
I could say it's a whole new world.
Do you think so?
I don't know.
That seems weird. I think you need to make some more
specific. This is utterly bizarre. It's like a whole new world.
Yeah. That works. Yeah, this is a lot better now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's so weird
how we can write better comics.
It's not even like... I feel like it's not even about being able to do better. It's about realizing that you have to do better. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You realize that the other one was like,
oh, like that idea doesn't cut it. You have to realize
it's
that.
It's kind of so.
Okay. I think that is actually done now.
Sweet.
I think that's very solid.
Sweet deal there.
She's really going to get a kick out of it.
Cool.
Cause it's definitely like, quirky.
And it's family fun friendly for the full family.
Also, pretty sure it's like one of our first comics in a while without any curses.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
I'm looking back through. We have like shit or fuck in like every comic.
Is that really the case? How far back?
It's the last three. It's solidly the last three comics.
Well, that's not that bad.
Yeah. It's rare. I feel like 90% of our comics probably have fuck or shit in them. I mean, those are the best words, really, when it comes down to it.
Shit fucking.
Yeah. Shit poops.
Alright. I don't have to go into that.
Into that kind of territory? Yeah. Alright, cool. That was good. I like that.
In and out.
We done good.
Came in, we did the
done good work.
Good comic, we got out of there. Boom!
Blew that shit up. Boom.
Kabooski shot.
Speaking of, I'm going to start playing 50 Cent today.
Oh, yeah?
So excited.
Gonna get blown.
Fuck a piece of fucking shit.
I don't think I ever didn't buy the right... I actually tried to play the game. I spent my money on practical things. I didn't really buy all the...
I am spending all my money on taunts. That's all I'm doing.
All right.
Did you ever get Die Faggot?
I don't think so. I also, for most of the game, forgot to taunt.
Oh, man.
So
I mean, I'm gonna be playing with a lot of people in the room, so I'm gonna basically be trying to entertain them.
You do get points for taunting people before you kill them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I feel like you should get more points for taunting someone and then letting them live with that.
I really have to say, I have to commend them on how offensive that is, though. Die faggot. That is so offensive.
Well, rappers don't fucking care.
Yeah, but like, it's one thing to say, like, to call someone a faggot or like threaten to kill someone, but like, that sounds like die faggot.
Nap time, Jew.
Yeah, like, even I was like taken aback when I first heard about that. I was like, whoa, wow.
Yeah. Don't you think that if you make someone live with being called a fucking faggot for their entire life, that you should get more points than if you immediately erase them?
Well, let me ask you this. Is it even possible to subdue an enemy in that game without killing them?
Is stabbing them repeatedly in the chest with a knife count as subduing them?
Last time I checked, didn't, but I could, do some research.
I think there are like purely hand-to-hand moves that you can do to people, but I
Oh,
think
yeah.
the implication is that they still die from it.
He gets just rocked so hard.
Yeah.
They just die.
I think
I'm
that's
excited.
the case.
I'm curious to see who you play as in the co-op if you're not 50 Cent.
Oh, you play as fucking DJ Wu Kid or Tony Yayo.
You can choose?
There's three of them.
Wow. Wait, do you get to choose in single player too?
You choose who comes with you.
Okay. Oh, so there's always somebody with you in single player anyway.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So it's like Gears of War.
Pretty much.
Okay, cool. Recommendation to all you out there. Play 50 Cent.
Blood in the sand,
Blood in the Sand.
not.
Not Bulletproof. That game's bad.
Yep. Jimmy Jones.
See you guys later.
I don't know if you like that, but
But I did.
happy, happy day.
Bye-bye.
This is the lecture lounge. No one's afraid to laugh. Say, come on, man. So we break your back. Talk about the metal. What's on tap? What else you come here for? What else could this be about? For me, I'm just waiting for the kid to come out. I'm waiting for the kid to come out. And I'm finding out what this is about. Yeah, waiting for the kid to come out. Let it bleed out. Between the bands, everything comes back out. But you can't hold back. And this is like being alive. But you can't hold back. Falls right out of your mouth. What you got? Come to